The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
When should state leaders tap into Virginia's rainy day fund? Maybe it's when revenue projections go wrong, or maybe it's when the economy drops. The way things work now, the trigger is forecast error, essentially getting revenue projections wrong. But Robert Zarednik at Pew Charitable Trust says Virginia would be wise to change that trigger. He says economic volatility might be a better trigger, or maybe revenue fluctuations.
You could have a forecast error when the economy is growing, and you end up taking some of that money out of the rainy day fund, and then you have less available for when the economy really hits a downturn like the Great Recession, for example.
Take 2005, for example. Virginia started drawing down on the rainy day fund even though the economy was humming along at a record pace. And as a result, there was less money in the rainy day fund when the economy crashed. Frank Shafroth at George Mason University disagrees with the new Pew report suggesting Virginia change its trigger for tapping into the rainy day fund. He says money that sits around idle isn't helping anybody.
So when it's idle, it's there as some sort of a reserve, but the greater the reserve you have, the less it's working to benefit the taxpayers in your state or your city or your county or your university.
Currently, Virginia is one of 15 states that use budget forecasting errors as a trigger for tapping into the rainy day fund. I'm Michael Pope.